The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
No, tell me it's not true. The Golf Talk America crew is split up. Tim Matthews is missing in action because our co-host Tim Matthews is playing golf again today with Burton Gilliam from the famous movie Blazing Saddles. That's all Tim does is play golf. Frank Bassett joining you here from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa, our home this week for the Barbasol Championship here in Lexington, Kentucky. Of course, the Barbasol being contested in Nicholasville, Kentucky, just basically up to 3 miles up the road. So we'll just say Lexington for now. And what a great championship it is. We have a lot going on, and we'll get into that. But first, let me introduce our host for this week. The director of golf for the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Mr. Colin Gooch. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good Saturday morning to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of golf on today to watch. It's great.
There's a lot of golf on, and your course is loaded up out here.
It's a very busy day.
It is busy. I asked your poor girl that works there behind the in the 19th hole. I said, "Are you by yourself today?" She said, "No, I have two more girls coming in."
I said,
"I'll help you. I'll bartend for you this afternoon."
She makes a good breakfast sandwich, by the way.
Does she really?
Yes, yeah.
Well, we might have to try that. So, Colin, thank you so much again for hosting us this week.
Thanks for coming. Yes.
Oh man, this is so much fun, and your staff, the hotel, the grounds. Everything here is first class.
Thank you.
It truly is. And another special friend of ours who is on television. He is the guy here in Lexington with the NBC affiliate, and that's Mr. Keith Farmer. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Thank you for coming out this morning.
Hey, thanks for the invite. Love being a part of it.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. You guys are going to have to carry the show. Because I don't have Tim, and Tim's the professional broadcaster. So since you're a professional broadcaster, and Tim, of course, is CBS Sports Dallas.
Okay.
He's my co-host.
Okay.
You haven't met Tim.
I have not yet.
But Keith, your station call letters?
LEX18, or also WLEX. So
WLEX.
For the kids, we go by LEX18.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys, yesterday, out at the tournament, you were all over the place. Tell us the story about why you are having to sit facing the sun doing live TV with the studio lights on you included, the 95-degree temperature.
Yeah. So there's two reasons. First off, we came out on Monday and did some live stuff, and no problem. You can have the course behind you, watch the guys coming around on their practice rounds. But then I think the Golf Channel doesn't like us being out there. They don't want to see cameras and what you see in golf going on. So we had to move slightly back. We were supposed to be facing, our background was going to be the pro shop and out there. But then they brought in for some of the suite areas, as they always do, some of those trailer restrooms.
Yes, the portalettes.
And all of a sudden that was behind us, more so than it was.
Great
you could
backdrop.
See it along with the pro shop.
There's a whole lot of stuff I could say that I won't say on PGA Tour Radio.
So
right now.
Because of that, now if we had been able to do that, we would have been under a tent. Still would have had lights on us, but at least we would have been under a tent. So now we had to turn it the other way, got special permission from Golf Channel and PGA to be able to go the other way because we were going through some suites, so you still can't really see the golf course.
Right.
So they gave us permission. Yeah, you can do that. So now instead of us being under the tent, our camera people were under the tent, the lights were under the tent, and we're sitting facing the sun, which, again, our people like. Our engineers like us being well lit, so that's why. But, yeah, we're sitting out there for a noon shot, and then from 4 to 6:30 we're
hottest
sitting,
part of the day.
Trying to get over into the suites when we could to get a little lacy. Yeah,
I came over yesterday to see you while you were doing the hit on the 5 o'clock program, and you guys were sweltering.
The wind chill was like 101, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a brutally cold day yesterday here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, Colin, are you going to get out there?
Yes.
Have some fun this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be out this afternoon, and then I'll go out tomorrow as well.
Okay, go out for the final round tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll be out there, but I'll be packing up and heading out of here. I hate leaving. I could live here. This is Lexington's a nice place.
We love it.
Yeah,
I said it on our previous show. I was just riding through some of the horse country and coming into here on the Bluegrass Parkway and the rolling hills and the horse farms and the distilleries, and I said, tongue-in-cheek, this is what God would have done if he'd had money. And that's exactly right. He would have built Griffin Gate in Lexington, Kentucky. Yes, I guess he really did. Anyway, Keith Farmer from the local NBC affiliate and Colin Gooch, who is the director of golf operations here at the Griffin Gate Resort. Let's talk a little golf, boys. Jim Herman is sitting at the top of the leaderboard. That was not seen coming. 65-65.
Yeah, back consistent, to back. Huh?
Oh, sounds like my game. Yeah. So what observations, boys?
I didn't see it coming. It's not one of those names I thought coming through here that was going to be the one that was going to be sitting at the top of the leaderboard. You know, there were some other big names and other guys, you know, that I thought had a chance. And I guess I just don't know as much about Jim Herman to know that he had that type of game. And maybe, you know, you never know what course sets up for what professional either. I just don't know if maybe he really has an eye for this course.
He's ranked 232 in the FedEx Cup. His best results in 2019 are at the Sony Open, a T43, Punta Cana, a T61, and Travelers Championship, T71.
Those are also events that the field isn't incredibly stacked either, yeah, like the Sony.
Yeah.
Not that those aren't great events, obviously. Yeah. But
he's only won $39,000 this year. Mm. That's tough. You know how tough it is out there. We all do for the guys on tour. All these guys are so good that, you know, if I were out there in this tournament, I'd be tied for 4,330. I mean, so I'm not hammering Jim. Jim's a great guy, been on tour a while. He did, his best year, I guess, was 2016, but has one career win, and he's, good luck to him.
Cool things, he's from right up the road in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know, grew up there, went to Cincinnati St. X, went to the University of Cincinnati, and so, you know, he's a local guy. I don't know if that ever gave him a chance to play down this way when he was at Cincinnati. I know we've had a lot of the golfers come through that said, yeah, when I was in college, I played here.
Yep.
But I'll try and find out. I didn't get the chance to talk to him yesterday. One of our other guys did.
Well, here's another big one. Bill Haas. Didn't see this one coming either. You know, Bill had that tragic event with his friend where his friend died in the car crash out in Los Angeles. And really hasn't come back as strong. That has to affect you terribly to be sitting beside someone in a car and have them pass away on you in the accident. But Haas is 13 under par. Tees off today at 1:45 p.m. Eastern. And Bill is burning it up out there. He's playing some great golf on what I consider, and I think we all would agree with this, a very challenging tournament course.
Course is really tough, and then we got the conditions as well. I mean, it's sweltering out there.
It is
down the hills and walking around. I mean, it's
that back nine is like when people go to Augusta, guys. They don't realize until they get there that oh my Lord, this is like hill country. It's the topography is ridiculous. Same way with this course, that back nine, and you know you got a little bit of water that likes to play with you out there. It's a tough golf course.
They switched the nines too, I believe, this year. Did they not?
Turned them around.
Yeah.
Keeping it as normal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Last year they flopped it and finished at that par three. But yeah, it's you know, it seemed to me like a lot of the guys were attacking the back nine. That's where we've seen a lot of the big scores coming from.
Yeah.
You'll see them coming along. I mean, you know, we had Josh Teeter the other day. I think he went 5 under on the back nine, one of our local guys. And then you had yesterday David Toms really. That's ripping up the back nine as well. So
glad you brought it. It's one for the old dudes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Tell you talked to David. What did he say to you?
Yeah. You know the very cool thing about him was the fact that he wasn't even. I wouldn't say he wasn't planning to come here, but he knew he wasn't going to play in the Senior Open Championship. And so if he wasn't going to do that, that was going to cause him to have a four-week layoff, and he didn't want that. So he thought, well, you know, I played here a couple of times at U.S. Open qualifyings, and, you know, I know the country a little bit. It's only 4.5 hours away, so he drove up. His son was busy doing a golf tournament of his own. So he drove up and just decided, I'll take a swing at this thing. And now here he sits 2 shots off the lead and is playing great, you know. I mean, he even admits he's not the big hitter like some of the younger guys, but the way the golf course is playing, it's helping him out. He's picking up a few extra yards.
He's got a great putting stroke, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we all understand that he is the enemy. I'm an Ole Miss graduate. David Toms is from some school in Louisiana. We just don't like LSU. So that's the bitter rivalry between us and LSU. But, you know, look at his results this year so far in the U.S. Senior Open, T2. Regents Tradition, another major, T2. Mitsubishi Electric Championship, clear second. He's sixth on the Charles Schwab Cup list right now. He's won 1.1 so far, six top 10 finishes, 4 second places, 2 third places, and 24 top 10s. That's some good play. Yeah. And I really want your, Colin, because you're a PGA professional and a good golfer. The PGA Tour champions, let's talk a little bit about that for a minute and stray away from the Barbasol for a second. The level of competition, even to get on PGA Tour champions, to get on that tour, is ridiculously difficult.
Yeah.
And the level of play. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of great players here at your club. What I love hearing are guys that are the club champion or, you know, the guys who are scratch at their local country club say, you know, I'm turning 50 pretty soon. I think I'm going to start try to get on that.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. Give it a shot. You go out there and play with these boys who have, well, you know the insight into this. I mean, you have a lot of good players around here.
Absolutely,
they
yeah.
can't touch these
no.
guys.
I mean, heck, I'm about 12 years away from even considering that, and that ship has sailed. These guys are too good.
They
can
are.
Maybe hit it out there with them, but not as consistent. And the neat thing is a lot of these now players that are getting there. I was watching on the regular tour as a kid growing up, and now they're on the senior tour. And I mean, and they have their swing just looks the exact same as it did.
Well,
they're just great.
And yeah. The big story in the Open Championship a few years ago was Tom Watson coming up 18.
Yeah.
Almost won it. I mean, just a 7-iron away from it.
Yeah.
That just strayed across off the back of the green.
You know, and for me, I guess it's probably the short game of the putting, right? So, you know, that they're just
Absolutely.
So good at.
And the strategy. Those guys, their heads are so in it, I think.
I think that's one of the things I learned when I was playing in the Pro-Am on Wednesday and just watching, like, I was trying to figure out, why is Freddie Jacobson hitting a 3-wood off this one? but, you know, you get
but
it. I mean, I got it. I understood it.
How far does he hit that 3-wood, though?
I couldn't see it.
280, probably.
280, yeah.
but he's setting himself up for that next shot. I understand. But at the same time, I was like, there's still a lot of green space out there. Why don't you just take the rest of it, you know, for the driver? But it's the smart play.
Yeah, that's the voice of Keith Farmer, a local the sports director at the local NBC affiliate here in Lexington, Kentucky, and Colin Gooch, who's the director of golf operations with us this morning here at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa, which is our home for the week. They so graciously have put us up, fed us, and going to play a little golf on this great-looking golf course. Let's go back real quick to the Griffin Gate golf course that you have here. Tell us, again, we talked about it in the previous show, but for our listeners, again, tell us a little bit about this course and the design, the redesign, and what you've done with the bunkers.
Yeah, the course opened in 1981 as a Reese Jones Championship design. He came back in 2015. We did a full bunker renovation. We put the Better Billy bunker system in, which is state-of-the-art bunkers, you know. It was about $1 million project.
Wow.
So get a thunderstorm, get 3 or 4 inches of rain, it'll wash out a little bit the next morning, ground screw up, and rakes them up, and then it looks like nothing ever happened.
Perfect.
So it's amazing. And less stress on the ground screw as well. So it was great to have Reese come back for that. One of the misnomers about our course is, you know, you have to stay at the property to play the course, or some people think we're private because conditions and price and things of that nature kind of make us think that that's what it is. But we're totally open to the public. Anyone off the street can come play the golf course. And it's generally in very good shape. I'd say one of the top public facilities in the area. I think we're number 5 in Golf Week ranking in the state as far as public courses that you can have access to. Last year we were number 1. We were number 5, but we'll take it.
Yeah. What course raider did you make mad?
I'm not sure.
He must have had a bunch of bogeys.
I think the cart fee went up $1 or something. Rubbing the wrong way.
You guys also here at Griffin Gate have a great spa, and you have a golf-centric program within your spa that we talked about on the previous show also.
Yes.
Which I don't want to get into all the technical details, but Matthew Lawrence, who was hosting with us yesterday, played a doctor in movies and all that, and so he started explaining to us all that, and we all bought it until we realized he was full of it. He just didn't know what he was talking about. But they do, the spa here is great, and you do not have to stay at the property to come to the spa also.
Right.
Or JW's, the restaurant.
Yes. It's all
steakhouse.
Open.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all open. So yeah, if you have a chance, don't miss out, folks. Need to come to Lexington, experience the horse country. It's pretty fascinating here with a lot of, this is the heartbeat of horse racing. Lexington, yes. Kentucky, not Louisville, not Churchill Downs. It's Keeneland and the Breeders' Cup and what goes on here.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break because when we come back, I'll still be here with Colin and Keith, and we're going to bring in the tournament director from the Barbasol Championship. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. There it is. That's the margarita music. Crank out the blender, boys.
The armadillo again.
There's the armadillo going down the street. We stole that from a movie, and I know everybody knows what movie that is. But welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett, PGA Tour Radio, Golf Talk America, with Keith Farmer from the NBC affiliate here in Lexington. Keith, welcome back.
Thank you very
again.
Much. Glad to be here.
And Colin Gooch, our host this week at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, yeah. Thanks for
we
coming
have
as well.
Somebody that really doesn't have much to do today. He's kind of kicked back, probably has a mint julep in his hand right now. But we have Mr. Pettigrew, Brian Pettigrew, the tournament director of the Barbasol Championship. Hey, buddy, thanks for taking time out of your busy, busy day right now, tournament in action. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be able to join you guys. I was just getting out of the hot tub and getting another, cold beverage just to sit back and watch it.
Well, I know you're not too busy out there. Hey, congratulations. It's a year late from us, but congratulations on your relationship with Tom Murray and Barbasol and them signing on through 2023. That's a big deal for you guys. And just as a sidebar comment, I've been out there every day. You're doing a phenomenal job with this tournament, Brian. You really are.
Congrats.
What's the most striking thing that's hit you this week? What's kind of hit you about that unexpected that's happened on a good side?
On a good side is just, I would say, how dedicated these volunteers are. I get here early every morning, and there's always a handful of them that beat me here, and they're just volunteering their time, and it's unbelievable how resourceful they are and self-starting, and they go around just make things happen and make this place look good, and everything from moving the spectators around to picking up trash, moving signs, you name it, they do a little bit of everything, and they're just wonderful to work with. And I've never worked with volunteers like that ever, and we've got 600 plus volunteers here at the Barbasol this year, so I would say that's the main thing that just stuck out to me this week.
Brian, Keith Farmer, and here, and you know, for me, and probably even for Colin, it's neat for us to see the local guys that get a chance to be in this tournament. Several of them getting sponsors exemptions to come in, and you've had four that have advanced on to the weekend round, and now you got Cullen Brown that's just shooting up the leaderboard right now as an amateur, soon to be sophomore at the University of Kentucky. That's got to be pretty proud for you as well to see some of the local guys moving on up the leaderboard.
It really is. And I mean, we wanted, we paid a lot of attention to the exemptions and the requests that we were getting. And we're glad to make them available to these guys that were from Kentucky. And we're getting ready to announce a junior tournament that we're going to put into place next year that will encourage, kids 15 to 19 year olds to come play in June at Keen Run, and the winner of that tournament will get a exemption next year. So we're just trying to reinvest in younger
That's
golfers
cool.
And Cullen Brown's been incredible to watch.
Well, Brian, you just announced it on PGA Tour Radio, so it's out there. That's congratulations on that, man. Good on you and your staff. That's fabulous. Talk about growing the game.
Sign-ups
yeah.
would be
now. Colin was Colin Gooch was asking me if he could get a sponsor's exemption next year and play in the tournament.
Oh,
they are hard to come by. That's for sure.
You know, I'm looking at the Cullen Brown scorecard. He's had 44 strokes through 12 holes. That's usually a good nine for me as of late. So these guys are good, man.
So what? I've tried to run down your sponsor, Tom Murray. Is he out there this weekend?
Tom is here. Yeah, he's been in Lexington since Tuesday, and glad to have him and his wife and daughter are here, and some grandkids, and they just love golf and invest in the game in several different ways. And so, he's been out here. If I see him, I'll have him call you. Now I've got your number. I'll have him call you.
Yeah, please do. I had Tom on before. I met him when this tournament was held in Opelika, Alabama, and had him on the show. And boy, what a great company and dedication that company has, the Barbasol folks, to golf and to the PGA Tour, and specifically to this tournament. I mean, to have signed on through 2023. In the year that you guys really had it was a tough time last year with the weather and all that. This year, it's just been hot, but the golf course is in phenomenal condition. I'm sure you guys are going to have to load it up with a little bit of water today and tomorrow, though.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's kind of scary to think. I mean, we had so much rain in June that this place has been just green as can be, beautiful, and we're glad we're not having any rain this week, and that it's been kind of few and far between on the forecast, but we had plenty in June that's kept it all green, and the course and Carl Gray, our superintendent, has taken really supreme care of this place, and it looks unbelievable.
Hey, it's Colin from Griffin Gate. Just had a question. You talk about the superintendent, how about you know, and the volunteers and whatnot, just to give the grounds team some love. You have some volunteers from some other clubs in the local area, I believe, too, correct? Just to help out the grounds
yes.
for the event?
Yes. Yeah, we have about 90 superintendents and groundskeepers that come in from Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Indiana, Ohio, and all over the state of Kentucky that come in to assist him. And, you know, they get out here about 3:30 in the morning, and wow. They're here at 10 o'clock at night, just finishing up everything once the golfers are gone.
Brian, we don't really favor any one player because they all are so, so very good. But there are two big stories, and I just want to get your input in a little bit of time that we have with you. Two big stories. One is Bill Haas in this tournament and where he's sitting at 13 under, tees off at 145 this afternoon. And the other big story is David Toms. You know, win one yep. for the old dudes. What's your read on those?
It's incredible to have them here and their names. You know, everybody knows those names, and even you know some of these younger golfers. You see them walking up and shaking Bill's hand. David Toms just you know shaking his hand and hanging out with these legendary golfers. And we're glad to have them here.
Oh, absolutely.
We can have those. You know, and John Daly. He had some ton of crowds. You could find he was like our Tiger of the week. You could tell where he was on the golf course by just watching the mobs of people in the media.
Yeah, John. Of course, John's always been that way, as you well know. He's had a huge following his entire career. You got another player in the field here that is the former roommate before Jordan Spieth married Annie, his new wife. And that's Kramer Hickok. Kramer's playing some really good golf. 12 under, tees off at 125 this afternoon.
He really is. I haven't met him, but I've heard a lot about him and how good he's playing.
Great, great young man and great person. Now, let's talk about the military for a minute. You got Billy Hurley III in this tournament. I mean, you've got a lot of big names that are playing here.
Yep. And we've got Billy Hurley. We've got Jason Duffner, and had some... a lot of, you know, what was the, probably you'd asked me earlier, just what was some of the biggest learning things? Just the last week of getting names in our tournament and ones that were coming in and not going to the British Open, or they were going to the British and pulling out of our tournament. That was kind of like the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow, just going up and down. I finally told them, I said, hey, don't show it to me until it's final. And they said, it'll be final Friday at 5, and then Saturday, Sunday. They kept making changes Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I was like, well, I thought you said it was final. But it's been a great learning experience, and seeing these guys are coming in and out and from the younger guys and the older guys that are coming to play at the Barbasol.
Well, you also have one of my favorite guys. I've had the opportunity to hang out with him a bunch over the years, and that's Boo Weekly. Boo's a big crowd pleaser.
He really is, and I watched him putt yesterday on 18 with his sand wedge.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then everybody was asking him what happened. We could never hear what actually happened to his putter, but he had a good crowd. He was chatting with the fans around 18 when he finished up, just really kind of down to earth guy that the crowd loves. I met him at the Puerto Rico Open earlier this year. Super, super nice guy.
He gained a lot of Kentucky fans when he was part of that Ryder Cup team in 08.
Yes, Valhalla, he did.
And the way he played there. And
well, coming off that tee box, riding his driver like a pony down the.
That's the way I do it every, you know.
Yeah, I saw 4,000
hits every 4,000 drives. I hit one like that and I.
Strike one down the middle.
You've also got another favorite of ours, just as a person. And that's Martin Piller. Martin and his wife, of course. Martin's a great guy, a good player. He's 2 under. You know, he's not in the hunt really right now, but he's also really good for the game. And he and his wife have done some Barbasol commercials, I believe. But they're a little competitive with each other.
They are competitive. I met him at Puerto Rico as well, and I've never met his wife, but I've heard she's a very competitive person, and I can't even imagine how good of golfers their kids will be one day.
Oh, that's going to be a legend. Brian Pettigrew, the tournament director for the Barbasol. We certainly appreciate you. I know you're busy. We won't keep you any longer. We'll let you get back to managing this golf tournament. But thank you for having us out there. We appreciate it very much, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, and we appreciate all you're doing for golf here in Kentucky, and we'll see you guys around this weekend.
All right. Thanks much.
Bye-bye.
There you go, guys. That was nice of him. Tournament directors don't usually want to do interviews right in the middle of a tournament.
Sure.
But yesterday at the Barbasol hospitality tent, we inked this deal.
He's such a nice guy.
And
you know, he wants to see this thing thrive, too. First year for him to come in the second year of the Barbasol, and he's doing a great job. I love the setup out there is so much different this year, and it looks great. They've done a great job promoting it, and with the Caddy 127 to help all volunteers and help all these different services. I think it's great what they're doing.
One thing we haven't talked about, guys, Colin and Keith, is the Open Championship and what's going on there. There's a Kentucky boy sitting in the catbird seat right now.
That's it's amazing to see. I didn't expect that. I mean, he's been playing decent this year, though. I mean, the Genesis, he was right there towards the end, and it just didn't happen for him. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to be teeing off here shortly, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it was a great story because he evidently went there when he was younger, mm-hmm. and then he had a chance when he was at the University of Kentucky to go back over again and play. And then now, 51 years it's not been at Royal Portrush, and there he is playing it again. And I think it's maybe, again, like I was talking about earlier, maybe it sets up for his eye. He loves Lynx golf.
Oh, he does, yeah.
And just loves that style. And, you know, heck, he looks, with that beard he's got coming in, he kind of looks Irish, you know, that red.
Yeah, red a little
beard.
Bit, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, interestingly enough, guys, Jim Grosjean, who is the golf writer for Golf Talk America mm-hmm. and part of this crew, the Golf Talk America crew, and I don't understand this, okay? Jim goes to Ireland 2 months in a row. These past 2 months, he's been over there twice. Playing all these courses, played RPR, played Royal Portrush, I should say, Royal County Down, all the famous courses. It's my show. How come I didn't get to go?
Should think you'd at least get an invite. With
yeah,
him.
You know, Jim, if you're listening to the show,
been on the 18th green doing the show, and I could have just called in, or you know,
yeah,
exactly.
Jim's out. Grosjean's out. We took a vote. Jim, you're out. So anyway, no, it's the Open Championship is exciting. I had the opportunity, guys, to hold that trophy when Zach Johnson was the proprietor of that trophy. And I got to hold that thing and kiss it. And I said, no, I want to drink something out of it. He said, give me that thing back.
Yeah.
Well, Zach broke it.
Ooh.
He had to go to a silversmith. It's been broken before. Had to go to a silversmith.
The handle
and have it.
Or?
I don't know exactly what part he won't really say, but he said there was an accident with it.
Yikes.
And that,
did you see the
happened.
Smudge from 99 on there?
No.
Remember when they had John Vandeveld's name in there?
Oh, yeah, they smudged it out. That's right. Oh, God.
The engraver was putting his name on. Yeah. Poor guy. And then they, now they just wait till the end.
Yeah, you know, France wins again. Poor guy. Anyway, Keith Farmer, man, it's great to have you. What's up for you today?
Hey, headed out to the course. I'm going to go see how our guys do and then try and watch the leaders as they come around, see if they can hold on to it and see who takes charge.
I will tell you that your team, your broadcast team, I'm a fan of your broadcast
team. Thank you.
Nice people, the nicest people in the world. I worked with your weather guy a little bit yesterday to teach him some things.
Okay, good.
I told him the station needs a weather dog.
Yes.
Golf Talk America has Bogey the Wonder Dog. He's our weather dog.
Yeah.
We send him outside. He comes back in wet. It's raining. Okay? He comes back in with white all over him. It's snowing.
Yeah.
He doesn't come back. It's windy.
Yeah. Okay.
So, y'all need Bogey the weather dog.
That sounds perfect to me.
But, Joe, you've got a great staff of people. It was really fun. We were trying to photobomb your set several times yesterday.
Do it all you want. I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun to be. We're I guess, called the official TV partner, and it's been one of the most fun 2 years, you know, to be able to do an event like this and have the access and to be able to see all these guys coming around and watch the tournament. I love it, and it's just so different from what we normally have around here, which is usually a lot of University of Kentucky talk and a lot of basketball and now some football. And so it's a lot of fun to see these world-class golfers come in and to be able to cover that.
Yeah, it really is. Colin, our host here at the Griffin Gate Golf Club is what it's called within the resort itself. What's your weekend? Just tournament?
Yeah, I'm going to be heading out there this afternoon and following looking for all the UK, UK golfers and or state golfers, and I'll be following David Toms too. Remember him winning the PGA way back. He's a great player. Got a sweet
person.
Swing.
Oh, beautiful swing.
You know, it's funny. Our pro Eric was mentioning to me yesterday, you know, hey, David, you know, do you know David Toms is playing? I just assumed, you know, I've been keeping track of the field, but I just assumed he was playing another senior event because he's been playing so well. And he's like, you know, he has the course record here. You should tweet at him or whatever. It's funny how I did that, and now he's just taking it deep. Shot 64 yesterday. So I'll be following him. But, yeah, it's going to be a great event. You got the Open Championship on right now. Probably won't go anywhere until I see at least – where I finish up, or at least close where it is, exactly, and then I'll head over. But, yeah, it's a great weekend here in the state, for sure.
And thank you again. I can't thank you guys enough, your entire staff here from the GM all the way through, for your hospitality here at this resort. It has been a fabulous week so far for us. Sorry about the damage to the room, but we'll the TV was – what?
I was going to say, do you want to go ahead and apologize for the course damage you're about to cause, too?
All the extra sand bottles in the back.
Yeah.
Sweater baskets.
Well, along with my sand bag. Yeah. I was accused. By the way, the Golf Writers Association of America, of which I'm a member, right? It's a storied organization from O.B. Keeler all the way through.
Right.
Well, my name is on that trophy as the champion golfer of the year for this year, 2019.
Wow.
I won Lonette. Chuck Garbedian, who's another golf radio host, won Low Gross at Hammock Beach Resort. So
I think that gets you an exemption in the Barbasol, doesn't it?
I would think it would.
I mean,
you know,
let's talk to Brian.
Get Brian back
on
the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him in the hot tub and ask him.
So anytime you win a tournament with low net, you know, it's automatically sandbagger, fake handicap, you know, fake news, the whole deal. But I would think I'd get an exemption. You know,
it's worth a shot.
I'd like to get an exemption into that junior next year.
How cool is that, guys? Before we get out of here,
that's awesome.
He said we're about to announce. I said, well, pal, you've already done it now.
I mean, you talk about like the Augusta with the
women's
amateur there, which is awesome, and then that it's a great centralized location too. You know, there's going to be that field's going to fill up. No
it
doubt.
Is.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
We were at the women's amateur covering it this year, and at Augusta. And it was, let me tell you, gosh, I'm going blank. The young girl from Arkansas who came in second. Oh, gosh, I'm going totally blank on her name. But had the best-looking clothes of anybody. I mean, she had the outfit going. But, my gosh, those girls can play. I mean, I want you to read on this, Colin. You're around them all the time. These young players that come out of college or even, like, you playing here in this tournament right now. They have no fear. They don't have to come pay their dues like we used to have to, or the old days of the PGA Tour, you know, went to Q school, you had to pay your dues. Yeah. They come out now and they're ready to win.
Yeah, I mean, they're over an 8-footer. I mean, they're just jamming it. You know, it goes by 4 feet. Okay, I'm going to make that. You know, they get on the tee, bombing driver or whatever down. Maria Fosse, that was.
Maria Fosse, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a fun event to watch. But, yeah, I mean, they're fearless. They get up there, they just whack it, you know. They don't, like, think on the tee. You know, there's no, like, pace of play with these young people.
They just hit it, go find it.
They get in the rough. They just smack it out. You know, they're just they're really good, especially around the greens, though. You just see them. They're very confident. Every putt that they have, they think they're going to make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine, though, with that junior tournament, and maybe you're a 15, 16-year-old, and now you've won it, and you're getting a chance to play against these pros? That's incredible as an exemption to play in the Barbasol. Well,
yeah, that's amazing.
I know I've played in a lot over my many years of pro-ams on the PGA Tour and the LPGA. And I'd still get nervous when I'm playing in those things. You just do, because those players they're players. They're just so darn good.
Yeah.
And they're such great ball strikers. But I've never had a bad experience playing in a pro-am, ever. Just they're always so cordial, and you'll hit a shot and totally shank it or miss it or whatever, and they go, oh, God, it's okay. Just hit it again. No, try another one, you know. Yeah. So it's they're all great if you have a chance.
Kind of blew my mind the other day. I played with Ryan Armour and Freddie Jakobsen, and I just thought,
Freddie's good. He's hilarious.
Do these guys just like cringe when we're and Ryan Armour was great. Like from the first green, he was lining up putts. Here's what I'm seeing out of this. And then there was one guy that was having a little trouble with his swing. He never helped me, but he helped this other guy. And this other guy was all of a sudden hitting it so much better. He just gave him one little adjustment,
one tip,
and he that was it.
That's usually all it is.
You know, yeah, it's usually something fundamental.
That. He didn't have to do that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's my, true. My right hand keeps turning under, and I say, why am I hooking it so bad? Well, Frank, that's
start maybe a motorcycle with that grip.
No kidding. I mean, it's like laying right here instead of here.
Yeah.
You know? So if you can see that on TV, right?
But yes.
Anyway,
yes.
It's been fun. So let's do it. Who's your pick, guys? First for the Open, who do you think is going to pull it off? And I know that's tough to do on a Saturday morning.
Man, you like to see, JB being from Kentucky, but man, this leaderboard is crazy. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood's been there a number of times. Oh. And then what about Lee Westwood? I mean, how many times has he been?
Oh, that would be great.
You know, you'd like to see him kind of get one, and he's such a good guy. I ran into him at a Verizon when I lived in Florida. I was coming in the Verizon store. He was just walking right out in Palm Beach Gardens. Said hello. He was a really nice guy. I talked for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think Spieth is right there too. It's tough to say, but I mean, Fleetwood. I think maybe it's his time. Well, I'm gonna go with Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
Obviously, we kind of are pulling for JB because being from Kentucky and everything. So we'd love to see him do it. But if not, as hard as it was to see Rory not make it in Ireland, I think it would be neat to see Shane Lowry pull it off.
Yeah.
I think that's the hometown favorite.
Yeah, right.
No doubt about it. Of course, I can't pick. I'm not going to pick. So. All right. For the Barbasol, who do we have?
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a tough one.
I mean, you've had Mr. Consistency so far in Herman, but I think I think today's really going to set up what happens tomorrow. I mean, that's a kind of an obvious statement. I'm sorry to throw that out there. But
okay, then give me a long shot. Who's going to make the run? Who's got the hot hand?
All right. I don't even know much about this guy, but I was kind of impressed. I'll give you two names. Tell me what you know about Sebastian Munoz.
Sebastian Munoz is one heck of a player, that's a great pick. I mean, it's not a long shot.
I mean, it's
not
a
pretty
long
easy
shot.
It's 11 under already.
No, I mean, he's three shots back. that's not a long shot. But
he's a big hit.
Can somebody make a big run in the next 2 days? Because the course is just playing like the ball's rolling.
Yeah.
And then they're telling us that the greens are holding, so they're able to put it right in on the green where they want. So I'm not sure that there's somebody that can separate that far. I mean, can somebody do a David Toms type of 8-under round in the next couple of days or even 2 days to make up that much ground? I don't know.
Those greens are going to get faster. and it's, you know, it's going to get hotter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 2 days is one thing, but 3 and 4 days, it takes its toll. I don't care who you are. But, you know, I think Bill Haas, I think he's going to win it.
Okay.
You know? He's right there. Pick. I mean, I know he's second.
Now, I hope none of us run in. None of us run into DJ Trahan or Kelly Kraft because
Trahan was going to be my other pick.
Okay, because they're sitting there both at 12 under. Yes. And if we don't, you know, we haven't even talked about them.
Kelly was very confident the other day after round one.
Oh yeah,
we had the chance to talk to him, and he was like, "Hey, I'm hitting it great. I'm loving it." And so he was super confident after round one. And then, you know, he's right there nearby, and after the second round.
Here's my favorite name to say in all of golf.
Uh-oh.
You know what it is? Jose de Jesus Rodriguez.
Nice. You got
I
it's
like
good accent
that
you have there too.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was really good. And then Wes Roach is T7 at 11 under par. Wes Roach is a good player. And so some of the names that are from the outside, some of the names from the inside. Tommy Gainey sitting right there,
mm-hmm.
10 under. Roberto Castro, here he comes at 10 under. So we're just going to have a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is moving day.
Yes.
And okay, real quick in closing, predict the winning score.
Well, last year it was 23 under, and we had to go into that extra day to get it done. I mean, right now, these guys.
I mean, the way they're playing.
I'm going to go 27.
Yeah, 25.
No way.
20, yeah.
No, what?
I mean.
25 under, something like that.
Tomorrow, the weather's going to be iffy tomorrow. A little rain coming in, right?
I don't know that it's.
You know how these players are when it's wet.
That's
I mean,
true.
They play even better. I mean, the ball doesn't roll into the rough. It stays in the fairway, and they hit it high on those greens to the 4 feet, and they make the putt.
Yeah.
You know, that. Yeah.
Okay.
25 or plus, probably.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here first. 25 to 27. I can promise you next year that golf course is going to be like a rock. They're not going to be happy at that club.
We'll see an announcement. They're going to.
Lengthen the course.
Yeah, 8,000 yards.
It'd be like French Lick, 8,100.
Then they'll just, from the
then
top.
They'll just shoot 19 under.
Yeah. Hey, it's been a great week so far here. It's not over yet, but it's going to be a great weekend. We're at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. Our host for Golf Talk America and the Golf Talk America crew for the Barbasol Championship here in Lexington, Kentucky. For Colin Gooch and Craig Sindel, two of the good guys, the new general manager. Quick story.
Yeah.
Got to tell this. Just clicked into my head. My brain works crazily. So your general manager here, when we started talking, I lived at Sawgrass for 14 years. Sawgrass, right across the street there on Sawgrass Country Club. He opened the Marriott Sawgrass. He was the first guy that opened that hotel. And that's where we had all of our pairings parties. It was... Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra in those days was a raucous, it was South Georgia, basically. It was crazy down there. And he said, I kind of do remember some of the stuff you pulled down there, Frank. And so it's a tiny world is my point. And in the Marriott organization, you guys are a family. You're going to be in Nashville, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What we want to do, I talked to Craig about it. You're going to be out at the Gaylord property that Marriott manages.
Yeah.
They used to play when it was the old senior tour, okay, they would play that, the Bell South Championship there on that golf course. Lynx course right off the river.
Larry Nelson Design, I believe.
Yes, Larry Nelson Design.
He's a good player.
And it's a tough golf course, very lengthy, sits above the river, so you don't get the breeze. It's going to be really hot, but we're going to try to do the show out there.
Oh, good.
Because you're going to have all the Marriott guys. We're going to get you all on the show and have some fun and
that'd be awesome.
Do some fun stuff. But again, buddy, thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
Oh,
let's make this a yearly thing. We'll find the date for 2020 now, and then we'll lock it up.
Let's do it. I'd love to.
We'll just have to send you the bill for the damage to the room.
Sorry about that. That's a nice TV.
Yeah.
That was a nice
it's
TV.
Brand new. Well, not anymore. It's no, busted it's, up. But.
Van Halen's got nothing on him.
No, it was Motley Crue. We're not even going to go there. This is a family show. Anyway, Keith Farmer, thank you, buddy.
Hey,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We were together last week in French Lick,
sir.
Playing in the Pro-Am for the Symetra Tour.
That's right.
This week here, and come to Memphis next week.
Sounds good. I'd love to. Yeah, it's
Memphis
gonna be a blast
fun.
For you. You're going to have
We'll be live from the Peabody Hotel next week in Memphis, Tennessee. It's nothing over Griffin Gate, baby. This place is great. Peabody doesn't have a golf course.
That's true.
For Colin Gooch, for the whole staff at the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa in Lexington, Kentucky, for Keith Farmer, for Matthew Lawrence this week, for Mr. Pettigrew, who is the tournament director of the Barbasol, thanks, everybody, for listening. And don't go anywhere. Keep tuning in to Golf Talk America. We love each and every one of you, and promise I'll bring back Tim Matthews next week. Take care, everybody.